If you find yourself constantly relapsing on your NOFAP journey and can't even go a week without relapsing, then watch this entire NOFAP timeline video. In it, I'll discuss the challenges you'll encounter, the benefits of NOFAP, and most importantly, how to avoid relapsing at each stage in detail. Let's dive into it. Stage 1, day 0 to 3, marks the early phase where you'll likely feel at your lowest. Just after relapsing, many people feel drained the following day. During this stage, you might not experience any NOFAP benefits as you're likely feeling depleted and unable to find joy in the little things. However, things will start to change after the third day. At day 1, you'll feel extremely drained. It's crucial to replenish your body with nutritional foods high in zinc, as zinc is the nutrient lost most during a relapse. Additionally, trying a 24-hour dopamine detox can help you recover faster. The next 2 days are often when most people relapse, so it's important to stay vigilant. As you progress past the first week, the practice will become easier. However, many people still struggle with the unfamiliarity of the NOFAP practice, leading to further relapses. Most urges tend to occur around day 2 or day 3. During this stage, it's essential to avoid temptation by lowering your gaze and refraining from aimless scrolling on social media, as you may lack the ability to control yourself and risk relapsing. During stage 2, day 4 to 7, spiritual attacks are common. You might have scary dreams or feel tempted by bad thoughts. The devil tries to stop you from breaking free of bad habits. If he can't do it in real life, he might try to do it in your dreams. He wants to keep you feeling low and making bad choices. He might give you wet dreams or tempt you online. To avoid these attacks, stay strong and avoid things that tempt you. Keep focused on your goals and don't let the devil get to you. Once you pass day 3, you might feel a sudden boost of energy. This happens because you didn't drain yourself and kept all that energy to yourself. Strange things might start happening after day 7, so keep watching. I recommend staying active and keeping yourself busy until day 7. Include habits like going to the gym or working on building a business to practice delayed gratification. Stage 3, day 7 to 14, marks a significant point in the NOFAP journey. On day 7, it's a proven fact that your testosterone peaks, reaching 145.7% of the baseline. This peak is followed by a drop in serum testosterone on day 8 because your body starts utilizing it, binding it to your androgen receptors. This explains why effects like a deeper voice, clarity of mind, and increased focus typically kick in after the 7-day mark. During this stage, you may feel an excess of energy that you struggle to control. To manage urges, consider fasting or cutting down on excess sugar intake. It's essential to prioritize your faith, putting God first in your journey. If you're not doing NOFAP for God's sake, but for the approval of others, you're more likely to relapse, especially after day 14. Therefore, prioritize prayer and keeping your faith strong, as your confidence will also peak around day 7, and you'll continue to experience unique benefits beyond day 14, so keep watching. Stage 4, day 14 to 21, is when the attraction factor of NOFAP becomes noticeable. After 2 weeks of conserving your energy, you'll start to attract positive things towards you. You'll naturally prioritize what truly matters and let go of what isn't valuable. During this stage, you might notice increased attention from the opposite gender or find that things are naturally drawn to you. This is because your electromagnetic energy is heightened, making you more magnetic. NOFAP can also enhance your appearance, making you feel more handsome. However, be cautious as your confidence may turn into arrogance. This can lead to relapse, as you might mistakenly believe you can easily recover. Remember, this is a tactic used by the devil to lure you back into old habits. After a relapse, you may feel stuck in a cycle of relapses for weeks. Therefore, it's crucial to remain steadfast and avoid relapsing during this stage. Stage 5, day 21 to 30, marks a significant shift in your emotional state. You'll start finding joy in boring activities and appreciating the small pleasures in life once again. Developing an abundance mindset becomes natural, and you'll find it easier to manifest your dreams. Your aura and electromagnetic field expand during this period, so it's crucial to transmute your energy daily. Engage in activities that require both mental and physical energy, such as daily exercise or meditation. My top tip for this stage is to protect your energy at all costs. You'll be different from most men stuck at day 2 on NOFAP, so preserving your newfound energy and mindset is vital for continued success. Stage 6, day 30 to 60, is when many people encounter what's known as the NOFAP flatline. This occurs because your brain is adjusting to the new lifestyle without excessive stimulation. Relapsing during this phase can ruin your progress, potentially leading to withdrawal symptoms like laziness and severe headaches. It's essential to remain patient and establish a consistent routine that includes activities requiring delayed gratification. By staying committed to your routine, reaching the 90-day mark becomes more manageable. Your brain is undergoing significant changes during this stage, so avoid engaging in activities focused on instant gratification. Cutting off music can also aid in navigating the flatline phase. To overcome it, stay dedicated to your long-term goals, maintain focus, and avoid dwelling on it. Finally, stage 7, day 60 to 90, marks a powerful phase in your NOFAP journey where the law of attraction starts to work in your favor. Whatever you focus on or dream about can become a reality as long as you take action. Your self-esteem, self-control, and self-discipline will significantly improve during this time. With consistency and daily action towards your goals, you'll become a powerful manifester, able to control your life. By day 90, your brain has fully adapted to the NOFAP lifestyle, granting you full control over yourself and the ability to achieve anything you desire. While you may not experience many new benefits after 90 days, it's essential to note that some individuals may not experience benefits on NOFAP because they're not actively working on themselves or engaging in long-term delayed gratification activities. If you found value in this video, don't forget to subscribe.